What do you do if you're hurting today? My name is Lena. This is Morning Minutes. We're in episode 41 of the Gospel of John. We're making our way through this awesome book, John 11, 17 through 38 today. We're in the story of Mary and Martha. I'll pick and choose here so that we can get into the points. Let me read you these verses. Now, when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, and Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who's coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and is calling you." When she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. When the Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary rise, they followed her, supposing that she was going to weep at the tomb. Now when Mary came to her, Jesus was and saw him. She fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" Truth is that some people get cynical when they see people hurting and God turning, what looks like God turning his back on his people. That's what happened to those at the end who say, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind have kept this man from dying?" Of course he could have, and we're going to see the rest of the story tomorrow. But for now, let's meditate a bit on why running to Jesus in your pain is the way. If you're hurting today, running to Jesus in your pain is the way. Here's a thought: when you run to Jesus in your pain, you'll always find him waiting. You will always find him waiting. Jesus showed up. Look, he's a savior who shows up. He's not far removed up in the heavens. He is near us. Of course, now after the resurrection, he's in us and the Holy Spirit is in us. So he's close to us in our pain. You might not always feel him. You might not understand what he's doing. But when you run to Jesus in your pain, you'll always find him waiting. Martha found him waiting. Mary found him waiting. You'll see this pattern in scripture over and over and over again. Jesus is always waiting for you to run to his presence. You can't out-sin him. You can't out-anger him. He loves you. He's compassionate and full of grace and full of mercy. His faithfulness is to the heavens. This is who he is. Jesus is always ready to hear about your pain and confusion. His ears are open to the sound of your voice. Read the Psalms and watch David over and over again say, "I cried to God, I called to him, and he heard me." God hears you when you cry to him. He's always committed to growing your faith in him no matter what, even in your pain. Listen to me. When you run to Jesus in your pain, I call that faith in motion. Running to Jesus in your pain is faith in motion. Running to Jesus in your pain will always find him waiting. Number two, when you run to Jesus in your pain, you'll always find him understanding. There is something so compassionate about particularly, well, both encounters, because with Martha, he deals with her according to the way that she is. And with Mary, she's tender-hearted and gentle. She doesn't cook or clean. She sits at the feet of Jesus and worships. And Jesus deals with her in a compassionate way. He cries over her pain. He cries over the state of Lazarus in the tomb. And maybe he cries because he knows he's bringing Lazarus back from heaven. And whatever it is, you find him understanding. Even though he teaches Martha a point about what her faith was like and pushes her to deeper faith, he's showing her who he is. He's not just saying, "Okay, there's a resurrection coming." He says, "I am before you. I am the resurrection." By the way, another statement of deity of Christ. We're watching through the Gospel of John, a man named Jesus proved to us he is the one, the risen one, and he's the Son of God, the Savior of the earth, and he does it through the resurrection of Lazarus. Who else can raise people from the dead? But he does it here by telling Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life." Not just what's to come, but here before your very eyes. So when you come to Jesus, though he might teach you through your pain, though he might have a purpose in the pain, he always understands your heart. If you're angry, if you're cynical, if you're weeping, if you're hurting, if you don't have words, listen, his spirit groans for us with words that cannot be uttered. Listen, that is our God. So just notice and be encouraged that faith in motion rests in knowing that Jesus understands my pain. Thirdly, Why running to Jesus in your pain is the way. First, because you'll always find him waiting. Second, because he always understands you. And thirdly, when you run to Jesus in your pain, you'll always find him willing. Listen, we have a God who is willing to act on our behalf. I'm so encouraged by the story of the widow who goes to the judge and keeps banging on his door, and he answers her and says, and Jesus then says, if the judge answers a persistent widow, will God not much more answer you? And I think we give up so easily in prayer and we become hopeless. Many of us say, well, God doesn't do modern day miracles. And I believe with all my heart that part of the reason is we don't pray for modern day miracles. We don't look for them ourselves. It is no wonder that in the Middle East, they're seeing a lot more of the miraculous because they have no resources and their faith is fresh and they've seen God do some awesome things, so they ask awesome things. And I wonder what it would be like if you came to Jesus like Mary and Martha, poured your heart to him today in your pain, and just expected for him to move in the impossible. Look, I don't think anybody had a clue that Jesus was going to be raising Lazarus from the dead. I don't think they expected it. I don't think they knew how to ask for it. And yet Jesus, in his goodness and his mercy, did above and beyond what they could ask or think. That's our Savior. Listen, that's why it's an awesome thing to be a Christian. You have a Father, a God who's not only good, but he is able. Listen, run to him. Faith in motion runs to Jesus in my pain. We run to Jesus because he is waiting, because he understands us, and because he is willing and able to do something about our pain. Won't you spend time in his presence today? Won't you do that? Hey, don't forget how awesome it is to be a Christian. Share the good news with someone. Write a comment. Tell me how you're doing. I'd love to pray for you. If you're facing a dead Lazarus in your life and need a resurrection, I'd love to pray for you. Please email me, lena@livingwithpower.org. In the meantime, have an awesome day. Enjoy it. See you guys tomorrow.